This is Shutters Inc. with Bruce Williams and Glyn Lavender.
Hi, and welcome to episode 431 of Shutters Inc. This is Bruce Williams from ShuttersIncPodcast.com, which is currently still offline. And you can find me on Instagram at Bruce_Williams_Photography. And on the other end of the Skype call from Melbourne, Victoria, from creativephotoworkshops.com.au, Mr. Glyn Lavender, who is also on Instagram as Glyn Lavender. How are you?
Yeah, trying to confuse people.
That's right.
Yeah. So it's Glyn, but with a silent Q in the middle of it, so you're trying to type it out, and it ain't coming up. Yeah. The last thing you want is to be one of those social media hogs that has all those, you know, people watching your stuff, and all those followers and stuff. That's right. It's the last thing we need.
That's right.
You know, I've been pretty good. It's been 2 weeks. 2 weeks since we talked.
It has been 2 weeks.
Because of something happened. Oh, bloody kids, wasn't it? Oh, God.
Oh, that's right. You still have to put up with the idea of school holidays.
Well, that starts tomorrow. But, I mean, last week we couldn't record because my girl was going away on scout camp the following night.
That's
and
right.
And then out of nowhere, the scout troop decide everyone's got to be there to help pack up, you know, all the trailers and stuff to go on camp.
Right.
You know, information that would have been handy, I don't know, on the Tuesday night when they're at scouts, yeah. Not the Thursday afternoon before it's about to happen, about 2 hours.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, communication's not their strong point. Yeah. Anyway, it would have been all rubbish anyway. The episode, it would have been crap.
Yeah, totally.
I think all we have is stuff from Adam Davidson, and yeah, that speaks volumes of how bad it would have been.
Well, we've actually had nothing from Adam in the last 2 weeks.
I banned him.
Oh, did you?
Okay. I even tried, even this week, I even tried to do even more than that. I tried to get him kicked out of the country.
Oh, really?
Well, I found this IT job in Sri Lanka. I said, here we go. And I had the inside contact. So anyway, I'll send him overseas. That'll learn him. But apparently he wasn't skilled enough, which doesn't surprise me. couldn't even get him kicked out of the country, dude.
Right.
Just once he's out of the country, he wouldn't be able to post on their Facebook page anymore.
Right.
That's how the internet works.
Have you heard of the internet, Glyn?
That's how the internet works, isn't it? Yep. When you're not in the country anymore.
Yeah, something like that. So what have you been up to in the last 2 weeks?
I did a talk at the Essendon Camera Club.
Right.
Which this time I remembered to go almost.
Excellent.
Because the previous year when I was in the talk there, I kind of.
Yeah, you got the phone call 10 minutes from before.
Yeah. Well, this time, because now she wasn't going to trust me, she kept sending me messages. And she sends me a message on Monday and says, don't forget about the. I'm not reminding you, she says, I'm just saying hello. So I said to her, this is Monday night. So I sent a message back saying, well, you better remind me again tomorrow then, hey, because I thought it was Tuesday night. And it was Monday night. I would have been sitting at home on Monday night and sending this message.
No.
Where are you? It was only when she sent the message, I thought, maybe I better double check. So I did, and I would have been horribly wrong yet again. So
you realise that there was an absolute horde of hundreds of Shutters Inc. listeners who turned up at the Essendon Camera Club on Tuesday night, don't you?
Well, I was there. I went.
Said it was on the Monday night.
It was. Did I tell people Tuesday? I told people Tuesday. So there you go.
You weapon.
You know, if it wasn't... If it wasn't for incompetence, I wouldn't have any competence.
That's right.
That all went well. And what else did I do? I did a few photos of my eldest daughter just for funsie down the local creek the other night.
Right.
That's right. Well, she's really into this girls' clothing brand called Pavement.
Right.
Really into their gear.
Yep.
And she was wearing one of their tops and looked pretty darn good.
Yep.
So I thought, I'll come take some photos. Because a friend of my wife...
Am I confusing this with the night that she walked in and said, yo, what's up? And you...
No, that's the little one.
Oh, okay, right. Yep.
Keep up, Bruce.
Yeah, okay.
Bruce. I've only got two. It's not hard, that hard to keep track of them.
Right.
A friend of my wife's, her and her daughter were in this Pavement store not that long ago, and there were some people doing some renovations on the store, and they kept sort of whispering and looking at this woman, whispering and looking at this woman, and then they came over and said, look, just wondering, would your daughter be interested in modelling for us?
Wow.
Yeah. So now she's one of their models. And wow. Now she's got her own Instagram page with probably more followers than mine for modeling stuff. And she's now a pavement model. So my daughter, inspired by this, she wants to be the hashtag pavement and everything.
Right.
So that was kind of funny. So I did a little thing for her and went and tagged pavement a few times for her.
Cool.
But good for a laugh.
Nice. Yeah.
That's all I've done. I've been, I've been busy, but that'd be mostly a lie. See, my wife's still unemployed, and this is really, it's tough, Bruce, because you're at home.
Yeah.
And you don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
But you got to look like you're doing something.
Yeah. That's right.
I've sat with my laptop on my lap for hour upon hour staring at the screen in the hope she thinks I'm working.
Right.
Yeah. And of course, the second she's out, head down. Yeah, straight for the nap. Yeah. So I've been pretty productive.
Excellent.
Got nothing much organized. I might be. My on again, off again trip to Bangladesh, which has just been, I was hoping to go February this year.
Right.
And it was just a nightmare to organize. It just, stuff just wouldn't come together.
Okay.
Then there was going to be August this year, but then that just stupidly increased all the prices. My trip was going to be a day less, one air flight less, and we weren't going to go to the really expensive area. And it was going to be $500 more. For a hell of a lot less.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
When you say more, what, more than your last trip?
Yeah, $500. The cost price to me was $500 more. Wow. for one day less, jeez, for one flight less, and not staying three nights in the most expensive part of Bangladesh.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't, this is untenable. You know,
so all who of a sudden was that the travel agent?
This is my ground people in Bangladesh.
Right.
But... So anyway, I think I've negotiated a deal that looks pretty darn good for either late October or November. I was going to see what festival's the one, what's worth seeing at that particular time of year to lock down some dates. So stay tuned, because I love Bangladesh. It's a just incredible place to shoot. So
yeah, right.
Who knows? Cool. So that's been my 2 weeks. And yourself, have you been...
I did get the camera out last week to take just one shot of Max, and that was a photo that I had a very deliberate approach to, and I needed it for the episode of Understanding Darktable that I was producing, which was all about white balance. And so I dragged him down to the garage, where we've got a tungsten floodlight on the outside of the garage. So I positioned him in such a way that one side of his face was lit with this tungsten, light source, which was the floodlight. And then I, with a GorillaPod, slapped a flash up on the other side and fired it at the other side of his face. So you got two entirely different white balances. And I was using this as a demonstration in the video that I was producing to, these are scenarios you might come across at times where you end up with mixed light sources in terms of white balance, and how do you deal with that? How do you post-process it? And showing how you could take a reading from one side of his face, and get one white balance, but it would completely, turn the flash side of his face blue like a Smurf. Or if you took a white balance from the flash side of his face, then the tungsten side of his face looked like he'd been through the fires of hell. and basically, just doing all that sort of stuff. So, but that was probably the only time I got the camera out in the last couple of weeks, I think. But this weekend, tomorrow, which is Friday, I'm loading the bike up to the gunnels and heading down to Sydney to go to work. And then after work, I'm going to James, my mate, who we went on that 2-day ride together back in August of last year up to Walker in the freezing cold.
No, I remember that.
We're going for a ride, and so I'm staying at his place tomorrow night, and then Saturday we're heading up into the Blue Mountains, and for anyone who knows their New South Wales geography, going out to Lithgow and then hanging a right as if you were heading up to Mudgee, and then hanging another right, which brings you in through the Garden of Stones National Park to an old ghost town called Glen Davis.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
So this place used to be, if I've got it right, it used to be shale
I don't think it's... And they've got those big abandoned brickworks. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So
I was going to run a workshop. I was going to run a weekend workshop up there once.
Is that
years
right?
Yeah.
So I've been wanting to go there for ages. And what's a really happy coincidence, because I did not plan this, is that tomorrow night, Friday night, and Saturday night might as well be the same, is new moon, which means it is going to be pitch black out there because there is no light source anywhere within miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. So it's going to be really good dark sky territory on Saturday night. So I'm pretty excited about that. And in the process of, you know, organizing this trip. And so basically we're just going up for one night. I'm taking my tent, a three-man tent, and we're going to camp in the tent Saturday night out there in the middle of nowhere and then back home Sunday. But in the process of organizing this, I was just, you know, wandering on Google Maps, as you do.
As you do.
And I happened to see, as I was just, you know how you just click and scroll and drag Google Maps and you follow the highway, you know, that kind of thing. And I saw train station and I thought, oh, I wonder if there's any really good old deserted, like really ancient looking train platform things out there in the middle of nowhere. And the first couple I looked at were nothing. But then I found this place called Ben Bullen, which has this tiny little shed. Like, seriously, I reckon the train platform would be all of about 20 metres long. And I don't think it's been used for, you know, passenger stuff in 50 years. And so I could only see it from the road because the Google Maps car, you know, just goes along the highway, obviously.
Yeah.
And I thought, this looks like it'd be a really good spot for a shoot. And there's a model that I shot with a couple of times a few years ago. And so I reached out to her because she lives in Lithgow. And I said, hey, you're still in Lithgow? And she went, yeah. And I said, well, I'm coming up your way. How do you feel about a photo shoot Saturday afternoon at Ben Bullen Railway Station? And she said, oh, I'd love to, but I've got other things on. She said, but
my... So it's not going to be a nude shoot then.
So she said... Yeah, exactly. But she said, my niece might be interested. And I went, oh, okay.
Well, that's good. Already a younger model straight away. Yeah, that's an improvement.
So, well, I'm thinking that the model I reached out to is not that old. So I'm thinking, how young's the niece? Anyway, turns out the niece is 14.
And it comes up to a niece.
There you go. Boom, boom. Looks about 17. Drop dead gorgeous. So... Julie got in touch with this young girl's mum, her sister-in-law, and sister-in-law reached out to me on Facebook, and so we teed it up, and she did say to me, she said, look, I'm, you know, quite happy for you to do this, and Michaela's really excited. She'd like to be a model, but she said, I do need to warn you that she's really shy.
Rough.
She's really... really shy.
Yeah, g'day, Bruce. My name's Michaela. How the bloody hell are you doing? I'm from the country.
Yes. So we'll see what happens. So I said to James, I said, you were right if we stop for a one-hour photo shoot? And he went, yeah, no, that's fine. We're not in a rush to be anywhere, so.
Yeah, nah, that's fine. So what is it, mate? Is it yeah or is it nah?
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, nah.
So I'm taking my 80-centimetre softbox and a light stand and some coloured gels. Might not use them, but we'll take them anyway. Yeah, and we'll see what we can do.
You're not going to take any coloured gels?
I said I will.
No, I said you're not.
Oh, okay.
You're not going to take a light stand.
Oh, aren't I? Okay.
No. You're going to take a flash and you've got a valves with you and the other bike.
Yeah.
You're going to keep it really, really simple.
Why no softbox?
I didn't say no softbox.
No,
yeah. So your mate can hold the flash with the softbox.
Yeah.
He can keep it really dirt simple. Okay. Because the more you try and complicate, you've got 1 hour.
Yeah.
You know? The more you try and sort of be setting up a stand and then there'll be stones in the way, they won't stand straight, and then you'll be fiddling, you'll be concentrating on everything but the shoot.
Okay.
Okay, so keep it stupid simple.
Okay.
Right? And just get your mate to hold the flash, you know, and just keep it dead simple. And just, you know, there. I think you'll find you'll get more better shots.
Okay.
And you'll be shooting quicker, which gives you more time to get into the zone.
Well, it certainly would be. It would be a lot quicker to adjust angles of softbox and whatnot if it's just someone holding it.
And then you won't be thinking about should I put a coloured lens, or put coloured filter on. What would you do with it? Just don't try and be cute. Don't try and be tricky.
Okay.
Just try and be good.
Okay.
Yeah. This is one of the problems I have all the time, especially in travel photography, is I try and be clever.
Right.
The techniques and all the stuff that I know, and it just gets in the way so many times.
Right. Yeah. Because it takes time to execute the tricky stuff.
No, it's just you've got so many bloody things you can do, so you try and do them.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. rather than be clever, I'll just be good. I'll just take some good photos instead. Let's simplify the process. Just take some good photos.
Right.
Yeah. Spend more time thinking about the shot, less time thinking about the setting up the gear.
Right.
And yeah, you'll be better off for it. What lenses say you were going to shoot?
Well,
70-200.
Well, I'm naturally taking all three lenses with me because I want the 15mm for the Astro stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. There'll be no shoot, I reckon.
And I probably, you know, with Michaela, we'll just live in the 70-200.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is my thinking, but I'll have the 28-75 with me as well. So you know, if I need it, I've got it.
We can't wait to have a look at them next week.
I know you can't.
Oh, if we're allowed to look at a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah, I think they're going to be okay with that because there are photos of her on Facebook already, and yeah.
But there might be good ones, and then you're going to take some.
Well, the mum considers herself a bit of a photographer as well.
Oh, mate, I feel for you, dude.
So it'll be interesting.
Dear. You'll pull out a flash to say, she'll say, what's that? this is not having to go that she's female. It's just that it's a parent.
Yeah.
Upset.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Because anyway. I was interviewed for an article on female photographers. I'm very supportive of female photographers.
Of course.
So it's not, I'm not having to dig that she's a mum. It's just like, I just know the parent of the slightly pretty daughter.
Yeah.
Or picks up the camera and becomes an expert, you know, male or female. Yeah, ready. So good stuff. Look forward to seeing it.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're looking forward to the trip. And then I've got...
Now, what's the weather going to be like? Is it going to be clear or cloudy?
There's meant to be very light rain in Sydney tomorrow, but the weekend is meant to be just mildly overcast, cool, but not raining. So it should be perfect.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing your shots from Glen Davis because it's a place to go to and do some model shoots and stuff years ago. So.
Okay, well, what I'll do then is in the afternoon I'll just get some happy snaps of the area just to give you an idea of what it looks like because there really isn't a lot of imagery of the
town itself. There's not a lot of good stuff to give you a clue to is it worth – yeah, okay, once you've done the ruin, what else is there to do?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, spot on.
So, looking forward to it.
Oops.
And then Sunday afternoon, Max wants to go and have a look at a secondhand motorcycle that he's got his eye on.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so a very full weekend ahead.
Cool.
And somewhere in all of that, I've got to try and get the bloody website back online.
So if you're listening to this.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. Yes. Either that download link to the file. Yeah.
Because if you're not listening to it, it's probably not on,
Exactly. So we're recording this in the hopes that I can get the website back up and running. So,
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Should
we cover some stories?
Let's talk about some. I've got a few things I want to mention first and foremost.
Sure.
I want to go first. You know how you just got to spend all this money on a Sony E-mount system?
Yeah.
Did you see the announcement of the new A camera?
The A8S.
That's the one.
Yeah.
There you go. So the new Sony A8S, weeks after you buy a new one, bang, there we go. Have you seen the statistics? See what it can do, Bruce?
I'm pretty sure this was an April Fool's joke.
This is true. This is a real camera.
Really?
Absolutely not.
It's absolutely not a real camera.
Absolutely not, no.
Right.
Yet. It
turns darkness into light.
No. It's pretty good, isn't it? And it does like a dual pixel thing that lets in more light than actually exists.
Excellent.
Which, funnily enough, this is there's a link in there. This is an April Fool's joke.
Yeah.
I was watching a documentary last night and tonight, same documentary twice, on cats.
Right. The musical.
No.
Meow. Oh, okay.
The feline domesticus.
Yeah.
Because my kids love cats to pieces.
Right.
And they're a bit obsessed. And my eldest watched a documentary on cats last night, but the youngest one was away at stage school.
Right.
So they both had to watch it tonight to show them. But this thing in the cat's eyes. So, you know, whenever you light up a cat's eyes with the car headlights, they glow. They have this massive glow back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they have the way their eyes formed is the light goes and bounces up to part of the eye, then rebounces back in again. So effectively it's doubling up the amount of volume of light, which is what makes them so effective as hunters at night.
I was going to say, which explains why they can see so well.
Exactly. So they're saying, yeah, is there some sort of technology where they could do this with a sensor?
Yeah, magnify that light, yeah.
Just thinking about it now, that could rebounce the light back in multiple times at the same time into the sensor.
Yeah.
Well, they should send it. So someone should cut out a cat's eye and post it to Mr. Tony. Stuck on a sensor.
Something for your R&D department to work on.
Yeah, so if someone's got an old camera that's busted, let's cut the sensor out. And if someone doesn't like their cat... So that was fabulous. I thought that would have been disappointing for you all of a sudden this came out. But I was pretty pleased with Nikon this week.
Yeah?
The left-handed camera.
Oh, okay.
first left-handed camera. It's not released yet. It's just in the drawing board, of course, but it's rather good. And the VRR headset. Have you seen? Oh, it's a video audio.
No, I haven't. Is it good?
It's the first very real reality headset.
Oh, okay.
Instead of virtual reality. So this thing has over 16K capabilities.
Right.
And basically you wear this headset and you walk around the world.
Yeah.
And you see the world, not like all animated and all sort of blocky stuff, but like real world, Bruce.
Right. I can see huge potential for this.
Because they were showing some examples on the video. You've got to watch the video. It's only 5 minutes or so.
Yeah.
But with someone with like a VR headset on and some trees. And the trees are pretty, okay, they were okay. But then they showed it with the VRR and it was like, it was real. It was like real trees, Bruce.
Fantastic.
Super impressed with that.
Technology.
another personal fave from the week was the SD card printer.
Oh, okay.
It's an SD card size printer.
Right.
Which is great because, I mean, that's really portable. If you're like me, there's travel photography, you can take that around and you get these little prints that come out from inside the SD card itself.
Right.
And there's your print. Yeah. You've heard of looking at thumbnails, which is like the printed, it's like the printed version of it, Bruce.
Excellent.
You can hand those around.
They should be postage stamps that you can just stick on the outside of an envelope.
There you go.
They're the right size.
So they're some of the stuff that came out for April Fool's this
Fantastic.
Week.
Fantastic.
That was kind of funny. Now, this is one that's not...
Well, before you move on, we will just do one from Rakesh, because Rakesh sent us one which was an April Fool's thing that appeared on F-Stoppers, and it was the re-emergence of lens cap photography. It's making a comeback.
That's all
right. Very silly, but
Well, a friend of mine, Singh from Western Australia, is posting his Facebook page just a little while back, asking for people to send their best photos.
Right,
done with this technique, which is fabulous. You know.
So, what was your next one?
I see one that was After Effects. The Adobe product,
yes.
After Effects,
yep.
Has now got content aware for its video.
Yes, I saw that come out today.
Which is really quite amazing if you're into video. And so people who don't know what content aware is, basically if you've got something in your video that you don't like the look of, and it might be like Bruce, you can draw a little line around him and hit bloop, delete, and it basically fills in the surroundings and deletes the Bruce across your 25 frames a second for however long he's in the frame.
Nice.
Which is awesome. Yeah, that's it's a huge. I mean, that sort of stuff can be done by high end video editors, but phenomenal amount of work.
Yeah,
this thing simplifies it quite remarkably. You know?
Fantastic.
Now, I saw something this week, which you could have gone either way, whether it was real or whether it was another April Fool's.
Okay.
But this filter company called Prism Lens Effects.
Right.
And they've basically got these variable prism filters. And basically, there's all sorts of different types. Some of them are just like a normal UV filter with some little prisms glued on the front of it.
Wow.
Yeah. And some chromatic flare filters and split glass filters and all sorts of filters to produce, kind of fun effects.
But wow.
So whilst I thought, okay, some of these are a bit of a, they're $75 or so.
Yeah.
But I thought it could be some ideas. That one where they've glued on the little crystal bits onto the filter, that's something you could play around with and have a try. Yeah. Get a cheap UV filter from the eBay and stick some stuff to it and see what kind of effects you get.
Absolutely.
It could be kind of, I've broken enough filters in my time that I could make a split glass filter quite easily. It may not split exactly where I want it to.
And to be honest, I think the thrill of the images you got would probably wear off pretty quick. So you're probably better off grabbing a cheap UV filter and doing it yourself than forking out $75 for it.
Exactly.
I can't imagine you're going to build an entire, portfolio on images with some of these things.
No, but on certain shoots, you can see where it would have its benefit.
Definitely.
And it could be pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
But that's it for me for the week, dude. I've just got a few little bits and pieces there.
Yeah, nice. Well, the first one that I came up with was a link that was on Board Panda, and it was all about Michigan having frozen and then the ice fracturing into these shards
pronounced my chicken.
Right, like my chicken. Okay.
Yeah. I like my chicken like I like my beef.
But it looks like the Game of Thrones throne, it's amazing.
Cool, yeah. I saw that a couple of weeks ago. I was pretty impressed with it.
I was thinking you wouldn't want to be a parachutist who got blown off course and you're coming down on top of that.
a shard up the jacksie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That would not be pleasant at all. The next one that I saw this week on abc.net.au is that drone flyer's license to be launched in time for Google's world first delivery service in Canberra. Gee, I hadn't even noticed that part of the headline, that Google's world first delivery service will be in Canberra? Wow. Okay.
Yeah, why? It's probably more than why.
Yeah. Well, I suppose the pollies,
Depends what they're dropping.
Getting all their contraband. So the idea will be that, drone users will soon have to be licensed so that the authorities know who's flying what and where and when and who's being naughty with them.
Now, so it's going to be a drone food delivery business,
right?
Now I'm thinking.
Yep.
If I order a pizza from this service, it's going to be cold by the time it gets to my place. Yeah, 8-hour driveway.
Certainly in Canberra, yeah.
So I'm saying it's an 8-hour drive from my place. It's going to be at least a 15-hour drone flight.
Yep.
I'm thinking it's going to be cold. I don't know how they're going to keep it hot.
Yeah. Good point.
Crazy.
Facebook wall for the last episode 430. Yeah. There was a comment from a listener.
We had a comment.
We did. And get this, from a listener we've not heard from before.
No way.
Roger Dahlman. Okay.
So we have to name this episode the Dahlman Incidents.
Okay, fair enough.
The Dahlman Incidents.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's all like Twilight Zone and stuff, isn't it?
It is. And Roger had this to say. I got behind, but have caught up. Here's a tip that would have been timely for me to give last week.
Stop listening.
When you're shooting events with lots of folk who may want a photo later, sync your watch to your camera's clock. Then when you give them a card to contact you, put the time you shot the photo on your card. Then you won't have to ask them for a description to figure out which of the thousands you photographed they were. I'll probably be banned from the page for giving photo advice, but this trick has always worked for me. Roger, epic.
No, it's not.
What?
No, I'm sorry. Roger, thank you for the commentary, but I have to disagree.
What do you disagree with?
Well, first up, I would rather sync my camera's clock to my watch rather than syncing my watch to my camera.
Okay.
Because, I mean, my watch may not be on the same time as everybody else's or my camera. And it boggles the mind, frankly, that you would sync your watch to your camera. What if your camera's on, like, Bangladeshi time? You're gonna give someone a card, say 2:35 a.m. They're gonna go, "What the? This is." So I have to disagree. Your watch is more likely to be on the same time as the people in the venue.
Right.
So sync your camera to your watch.
Okay.
I think it's gonna
semantics, Glenn.
No, he was on the right path. It's just the workflow was just slightly off kilter. Okay. Having said that, let me say this: my camera clock has always been set.
Yeah.
And I would hope most people sit there. Because, you know, it's like if you turn your camera on every time it comes up, set your date and time, drives you crazy.
Yeah.
So, but it's a great piece of advice as far as long as you, you know, it is set.
The only flaw in that theory that I can imagine is
the one people are standing on?
There's that flaw. The other one is...
So there's two flaws. You said there's the only flaw.
If you are shooting rapidly, then, you don't want to have to get down to identifying the seconds in the minute as well as the minutes.
Once again, you're up there with Roger for just not understanding the workflow, dude. Unbelievable. I mean, let's face it. If you're taking the time to write out the card, you can't be shooting rapidly, can you? You've got your workflow around backwards.
Okay.
You don't sync your watch to your camera, and if you're taking time to write out cards, you're not shooting 10 frames a second. Yeah. Or you write down the card, "Hi, we met at from 7:58 to 8:03. In 12 seconds.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. But anyway, it's a great system.
It's a great idea, yeah.
And I think you should be banned for giving actual quality, well, mostly quality advice. Slightly skewed, obviously. Yeah, but we fixed him up and everybody else up. But great advice.
Yeah, thank you, Roger. Carl wrote in and said, "Hi, guys, just wanted to say hi and how much I enjoyed..."
Well, thanks for that too. There's more, is there?
"And how much I enjoyed..."
Wait. Again.
Jesus.
Yeah. Maybe we should call this the pedantic episode, but "I just wanted to say hi."
Yeah.
End. That's where it ends. If you just wanted to say hi, you don't go any further. You should have started, "Hi, guys, I've got a few things I want to say. The first being, hi." Do you see where I'm coming from?
"And how much I enjoyed episode 430, especially that part when Glyn was taking the piss out of Bruce about how to take a landscape photo."
Yeah,
all been there, haven't we, Bruce?
Irony, isn't it, hey?
"My problem gets compounded when I'm of a certain age where I need bifocals, and when you're in the heat of action taking shots of kids indoor basketball, it doesn't help when you get lazy and you don't put your specs on. I now have a new set of glasses. Hopefully it'll help. Keep up the pro tips and the happy banter. Regards, Carl Hemmings."
I'll say there's another problem there again. I mean, the only pro tip we've had in a while was Rogers.
Yeah.
And workflow aside, you know, so here we... But Carl did send us...
the photo.
Of his young lad. And that's good stuff. Well done, because, I mean, stuff running directly at you is hard to shoot.
Absolutely.
Yeah? And as we all know, basketball centres, marginal lighting at best.
Oh, yeah.
Diabolically bad lighting. So it was well done.
Yeah. And if I do get the website up and running, I will put Carl's photo in the show notes for people to have a look at.
There you go. If not, we should put a photo up of a watch.
Course. Oh dear, well, that was short and sweet.
Well, it was short.
Thank you. So what do you got on for this weekend coming?
Well, school holidays start tomorrow night.
Right.
I'm going to see Tim Minchin.
Oh, cool.
On Saturday night. So Tim Minchin Saturday night, going to football on Sunday. Unfortunately, not going to football Saturday night to see your mob play. They're playing in Melbourne the only three times this year. And
right.
My poor wife and kid who want to go see them can't, because we're going for Tim Minchin instead.
Oh, well. Oh, well, they've got two other opportunities.
Yeah, I know. So that's
a bare a thought for me. I only get one opportunity to see them all year, and that's the game where they play Sydney.
Yeah,
because well, they played Giants last weekend, but that was in Perth. So
yeah. So I got the football. I got the Tim Minchin, and now you've got me worried because there's obviously something else on that I can't remember what it is.
Right.
And so then school holidays start, and I've got some nature activities planned with the kids. So some of the local sanctuaries are doing ranger days and stuff.
Okay.
Free ones, mini beasts is one of them. We're going to on Monday. We're doing mini beasts where we go to a little lake and we dredge up stuff that lives in it and stuff.
Right.
Kind of interesting. So we've got a couple of days of adventure next week. So
nice.
Yeah, but no, and one of the sanctuaries has some pretty cool owls and stuff. So we might take the camera and get a couple of photos.
Sweet.
But that's it.
Nice.
School holidays. I'm actually slowing down my workload.
Yep.
I think the next level down for where I'm at is dead.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just. Yeah, maybe it's just deep coma.
I was going to say, going from relaxed to coma.
Yeah. Just for the next 2 weeks, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. All right, mate, will you enjoy that?
I'll be here next week. We can do next week, I'm pretty sure.
Cool.
And that's it.
Beautiful. All right, mate.
Thank you.
Talk to you then.
Talk to you.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Shutters Inc. Another audio2you.com quality podcast. For questions, comments, and feedback, email theboys@shuttersinpodcast.com.